Hi,
Okay.
Sophie.
Hi, Melissa. How are you?
Yeah, I'm really well, thank you. How are you?
I'm really good. I'm excited for our call.
Yeah, me too. So, what can I support you with today?
Well, I think there's so many things on my mind, but I guess the main thing on my mind that kind of keeps coming into my mind lately is I've definitely overcome or broken through an income threshold, which is really exciting. Like, I've had the best month in my business I've ever had. And which is cool. Yeah, it's almost like it's so exciting. I'm almost like shaking. I'm so excited. But I guess the first thing that comes to my head is, and it's been coming in my head the last few weeks, is I'm kind of getting a bit scared that, like, I'm like, okay, don't spend all the money in one place, or okay, how can I keep this going? Is this momentum still possible? Like, I have a lot of those kind of thoughts coming into my head. And in the past, I tend to like self-sabotage a little bit, or get scared of the work, or scared of getting overwhelmed. And I am really wanting to carry the momentum, and I don't know. I guess I can tell, like, subconsciously or consciously even, I'm getting a bit scared that Oh, hi. Sorry, my phone actually started ringing, so it disconnected me. I'm getting a bit scared that I can't. I'm just scared I'm gonna maybe self-sabotage, and I really just don't want to go back there. I would like me to have overcome this threshold and just keep moving forward and not go back again.
Got it. Got it. Okay. So you're a pretty self-aware girl. And so my question to you would be, what self-sabotaging behavior do you feel like you're the most susceptible to? That's probably the biggest concern for you.
Definitely a like, without glamorizing it in any way, definitely a perfectionist sort of thing. And that comes up in the form of like procrastination or comparison as well. Like, feeling I need to make something the best. And in order to make it the best, you have to do a lot of research and a lot of comparing yourself to what other people are doing. So that tends to not only, like, I don't get too caught up in, oh, they're better than me, they're so much better, but it's just like the constant researching and comparing and going, how can I make this better? How can this be the best? Or how can I include all the information and make it easy? Like, if that's making sense. I get caught up in trying to make it amazing and perfect, and therefore it
Okay.
just never happens.
So what does that say about you when it's the most amazing and perfect?
Well, when it is, if it could be the most amazing and perfect, I guess it would say that sorry, another call just came through. I guess it would say that I've got it together, that I'm valuable, like, my work is valuable, I'm valuable to others. I guess it would say, yeah, like, I'm worth giving money to, or I can help you change your life. I guess it would mean I'm magic or something of that nature, like, I'm special. I guess that's what it would kind of say to me. And that I just, like, I have it together. I am smart, beautiful, talented. Like, it would mean I'm all the things, I guess.
Right. So, and you said that it rarely ever is like the most perfect and the best. So, am I hearing you correctly that you're looking to that for validation, that you're enough?
Yeah, that would be accurate. I that would definitely be accurate. like, it's funny. It's like, it's deep down, I know I am enough.
Of course.
But I don't know, but I constantly question that.
Yeah.
Or constantly feel that I'm not. It's like, in my heart of hearts, I know, but there is this constant questioning that stops me from moving forward.
A lot of people will say that, you know, in my heart of hearts, I know, or I definitely know this deep down, but for whatever reason, I'm not, you know, acting like I do or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to submit to you that you knowing deep down in your heart is actually you knowing deep down in your brain. Because if you knew deep down in your heart, then your beliefs and your actions would line up. So there's a disconnect between what you know in your head and what you believe in your heart. And so what I think would be most helpful and useful for you now going forward is to really identify those other things, those intrinsic things inside of you that validate your worthiness, your enoughness, that you're beautiful, smart, talented. And nothing from the outside, like your performance. I guess what I'm trying to say is your performance does not validate any of that. The results that you achieve from any endeavor, they don't validate any of that. It has to come from you intrinsically knowing your value as a person, as, you know, a beautiful woman who is accomplished. So for you to start off on this journey, because, I mean, we're talking about self-sabotaging, and to bring that back full circle, it's important to, like, go back to this root of perfectionism. Because, you know, if you're trying to, you know, I call them frustrated perfectionists. They work so hard, but then they sabotage because they know it's never going to be perfect. So at least they have an excuse. You know, oh, well, I didn't give myself enough time. So that's why it's not perfect. So you've got an excuse. It makes me feel better. So what practical things do you do in your own mindset practice? Do you journal? Do you do affirmations, tapping, to really give attention to this feeling?
You know, I think that's one of the things, actually. I do, you know, I meditate every day. I do I am statements. I do gratefuls. But I kind of I do feel like maybe I am so consistent with it that maybe it has just kind of become this robotic thing with less feeling. And that perhaps, yeah, like it's become less of like a deep dive and a transformation every day and more of just like, okay, I'm checking this self, you know, this positivity
stuff.
Taking the box. Yeah, exactly. I'm checking the list. That's what it's kind of become, instead of like a constant uncovering or, you know, seeing things in a new light or seeing myself in new light. There's less of that happening. It's more like, I'm grateful for my health. I'm grateful for this.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm meditating now, like quieting my mind. And yeah, that's what it's become a bit.
Yeah. And I think that is really typical, that it does become just something you're checking off of your to-do list and a bit mindless in the fact of, you know, it's quite ritualistic and rote. So my encouragement to you is to bring a sense of mindfulness back to it with purpose, rather than have the purpose be just to check something off your to-do list. The purpose being, okay, I really want to transform this belief.
I think as I'm talking to you, it's like, I want to transform the belief that I'm not enough. It's not so much, it's not even like, I need to believe that I can keep the momentum going and make this money. It's like, I have to believe and know that I am enough. I'm not just enough. So I feel like that, sorry, excuse me, that word to enough is, like, not quite what I want to embody, maybe.
Okay.
Right? Like, it still kind of has this a bit of a low self-esteemy, like, a just filling the cup kind of vibe.
Sure. Yeah. So what's a more accurate word for you that you want to embody? If you had to pick a word.
Yeah. I mean, I guess be similar to enough, but here, I'm even just... I'm doing my thing where I've got to pick the perfect word. I'm like, I need to look at the thesaurus because, you know, I can't just... Trying to make sure.
Wow. Okay. Like, hey, this is a great point of self-awareness. And I think you've already started the transformation, right? Because, like, you're identifying, and this is really, really key. And I'm so glad that you did this, that you went to the thesaurus, because now your awareness is peaked. Now, mm-hmm. So. That's going to be one of your action steps, if you agree,
yes.
To be really aware of the things you do, just like you were just now, and constantly be asking the question, am I doing this because I'm in pursuit of perfection, because this isn't enough? The word enough isn't enough.
The word enough is not enough.
You know? But what about more than enough? Like... a phrase, more than enough.
Yeah, I like the phrase more than enough. I do really like that. Yeah, that feels good to me. I mean, I was very fast at the Googling, so I do have the list in front of me. Like, the word abundant is at the top, and I like the word abundant, but sometimes it can sound like, it doesn't really sound like a real, like, of course we use it, but... Mm. Like, would I say, am I abundant? No, that kind of sounds weird. Like, I'm not like an abundant crop.
Yeah,
I'm an abundant person.
Right.
Yeah, but I do like more than enough. Am I showing myself that I'm more than enough? I feel like that's a question that I can ask myself, and that sounds like language I would use. So I like that suggestion a lot.
Another word that's come to me is worthy. And they're very tied together, the sense of being more than enough, valid, worthy, accepted, and acceptable. It's all very identity-based. Mm. So, you know, all the things that you listed at the top of our call tie into those things. You know, that you want to show that you are all of those things. And the truth is, you are. So you are inherently, because you're you. And nobody can take it away from you, and nobody can add to it, and nothing you can do or nothing you will ever do will make you more worthy, make you more than enough. Which I think is a point that I like to emphasize, because we are so performance-oriented. And so when you think about those things, again, another action step as you're diving into this is to look at those things that you want to embody on the one side, like that sense of being more than enough, and any other words on your thesaurus list that you want to embody, that being perfect or putting out a perfect, you know, offering a product or a result is going to tell you that you are. And then on the other side, list all of those things that you said originally, like, it's going to tell me that I'm beautiful, beautiful, talented, you know, worth giving money to, all of those things. And look at how you can mesh those two lists together, if that makes sense. And to see that nothing you can do, it will make that happen. It's all from your belief. And then craft a belief statement for your meditation time, for your journaling time.
Do you mind if we just quickly do, like, one example of this so I can just kind of wrap my head around it?
Absolutely. So say on the one hand, clever girl, we're doing like your action steps for you on the call. So say on the one hand, you've got more than enough on in the one column.
Yeah.
And on the other column, you've got beautiful. And all I'm saying really is like, put those two together. I am more than enough in my beauty. I am more than enough and beautiful. And really remind yourself that it is very much about your beliefs and not about your performance.
Well, yeah, because you know what? Of course, like, you've kind of reiterated this, but it's like the performance thing, there's always more that could be performed. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Even if you break the world record, it's like, okay, there's always more I can do. So it is just, it does just become this, you know, never ending cycle that I have until now or this moment have never been able to end. So, and especially when we talk about like beauty or success or anything, it's like, oh, that's so subjective, right? So you just, you never get there, and it does all come down to a feeling. So this just makes so much sense. And I'm glad we talked that out, because I think I had a different idea of how that was supposed to go, but that makes so much sense.
But you know what? Your different idea is also valid. You know, if your intuition is saying like, hey, let's do this in this way also, honor that and try it that way and see see what comes of it for you.
Well, yeah, I was almost
there's
thinking
no
initially,
right way.
yeah, there's no right way. It was almost like, oh, what are some like current indicators of how I can know in my own life that I'm like more than enough in terms of being beautiful, let's say, for example. And it's like, okay, well, maybe I show myself that by appreciating my look right now and not trying to like cover things up or like, do you know what I mean? Like actual, that kind of stuff, or even like the success, like how can I show myself that I feel more than enough successful? And it is like, okay, like maybe taking a break in the afternoon because you don't need to, like, you don't need to work yourself to the bone, like little thing, like actual ways that I can show myself that comes up for me too. So I think that's definitely like an action step I'd like to take also.
Love it. And, you know, as you're making your gratitude list, really incorporate this.
Yeah.
This journey.
Oh, and I love that. Maybe it's like at night, I just kind of reflect and like, how am I more than enough? How did I, how was today like more than enough? How was I more than enough today? Like practicing that, just that recognizing instead of the what could else could I have done?
Yes, definitely recognizing, but don't allow it to be performance-based.
Okay, not performance-based. Okay.
Yes. We're totally getting away from that.
Okay. So, yeah, I like that.
So just to wrap up, you have you got your action steps?
Yeah, so it was, sometimes I can't read my own writing. I think it sounds like, what did I write down? Okay, so it was definitely writing the mantras around showing my, like, how can I show myself that I'm more than enough? It was asking myself that question as well, like, in the, like, constantly asking everything I'm doing, like, am I showing myself that I'm more than enough? Am I doing this because of my belief that I'm not enough? Asking those questions.
Yeah, the awareness piece.
Yeah, so bringing awareness to my motivation behind things, making that list so I can create some, like, mantras to meditate on and new beliefs to install around being more than enough and some actual, like, tangible ways that I can show myself that I'm more than enough in, like, different areas, like beauty, success, you know, value, that sort of thing.
Great.
I like that.
Awesome. Yeah, so give yourself a few days, three, four, 5 days, however you feel like you need to be able to see some result from that. And then let's come back and see how it went for you.
Perfect. Thank you. I mean, I when I was getting on the call, I didn't even quite know what we were going to talk about, but this was incredible. I feel really clear moving forward. Thank you so much, Melissa.
Oh, good. You are so, so welcome. It's a pleasure. Yeah, thank you. And I will talk to you very, very soon.
Okay. Talk to you soon. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
Okay. Bye.